Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How you doing?
Good.
Why are you laughing already?
Well, because like more than like an hour ago, we tried to use new equipment, and we suck.
You know what?
We sucked.
God.
We are never so going to figure out this stupid Zoom recorder.
Never, ever, ever are we going to.
And poor John from the Brand X podcast, he's being a good sport.
Patience of a saint.
Because he's a techie guy.
Yeah.
And he tried to help us, and we didn't have the right stuff.
You know what, Samantha? This is what I think he's thinking. You know what he's thinking right now? He's thinking those two idiots had one job to do, and that was to bring all the components. And guess what? Guess what idiot didn't bring the major component?
Me.
So apparently, we're supposed to plug our microphones into the microphone. And I didn't know
into
that.
Into the jack.
Into the jack.
Which we didn't know that's
which we
what
didn't know. Because we didn't read the package. It says right on there that it's an adapter. Didn't read the package whatsoever. So,
oh
I don't
God.
Know. I have my little Ziploc bag of stuff that I bring with
yes,
us whenever we go to do the podcast.
Every time.
And how funny was it that before I left this morning, I'm like, don't need these. And I took them out and I put them back. Guess what?
We need them.
We needed them.
We needed them.
Yeah.
Wasted the man's time.
Yeah.
He's got stuff to do,
he's
Lisa.
He's a busy man, right?
He's a busy guy.
He's a busy guy, right? And he offers to give us 5 minutes
yeah.
of his undivided attention.
Yeah.
And we screw that up.
I'm pretty sure when he rang off, he's like, you stupid chuckleheads.
I'm sure he must be. Right? And I'm sure he must have, and I shake my head for that. Hey, right?
It's like two Canadian girls with new equipment
with new
equals
equipment.
Disaster.
Disaster, right? Well, it's like you said, right? How many people does it take to get the new equipment? Takes a village to get this equipment working, right? I don't know. And I don't know. I got nothing. I got nothing.
I can't even explain it.
I'm a little embarrassed. I'm hanging my head in
yeah.
shit. If I'm the emoji, I'm that sad one that's hanging its face down right now. That's the one that I am.
Oh, and that's our day.
And that's our day.
Yeah.
That's our day.
But it's been good because we've hung out.
We've been hanging out.
Yeah.
We didn't get to hang out a lot this week because
no.
of our schedules. And then you had an eye appointment and I had a doctor's appointment on a different day.
Oh my God, my eye doctor?
Yeah.
Stuck his finger in my eye.
Creepy.
OMG.
Creepy.
And I had my contacts in.
Ew.
And he was like, one finger had the new contact, the other finger was scooping out the
seems
old
a little
contact.
Bit like,
and I'm like, what are you doing?
It was a little bit like too much information.
It was really weird. And I
don't like
of
that.
Course, because my voice carries.
Yes.
The girls in the office were laughing at me.
Wow. Because they're wondering what the hell's going on in there too, hey? Well, nobody stuck yeah. anything near me yesterday.
No,
there was no sticking.
No, that sounds awful.
I'm just saying.
You're not that kind of doctor.
Samantha, you set it up. I had to do it.
It was my eyeball, Lisa.
I know. I had to. It's like when you go for your massage, right? I had
don't
to do it. I'm not.
Start.
I'm not going to, but I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
You set it up. I had to go. I had to go. I couldn't resist
Shut
it.
Shut up.
I'm just saying.
Okay, well, I got a bone to pick with you.
Okay. Really?
We yes. Have to, no, don't go. Really? Like, you don't know what I'm about to
No, I'm surprised at what you're about to say. I know what you're about to say, but I'm surprised.
Odd that when I opened up my Instagram, there was an audiogram of me telling you to shut up about the fact that you think I jinxed summer.
You did jinx summer.
I did not.
You did.
I have not.
And I have.
Because May was too hot.
No, listen, I have shouted it from the rooftops. I've been mad at you since Monday, to be honest.
When it started to suck.
Yep, I've been tweeting it. I've been Instagramming it. I Facebook it. And some places you can't even see it because you're not even on those
no.
things.
No.
But it's there.
Yes, I know.
It's there. And people are like probably thinking, nice, way to go, Sam. Right? And then on Monday when I went to go get my bus,
mm-hmm.
what did I do?
Dear Samantha, you jinxed summer. Creep.
Creep. Because I was standing waiting for the bus in my short sleeves and I was freezing to death. And all I thought was, you jerk.
Wear a coat.
Not in May. Not in May. So you completely did two jinx summer.
I did not.
Yes, you did. And look at the weather now. It's cold. Remember last week when we were like sitting on a patio eating bad salad and
drinking a beer?
Yeah. Can't do that today because you got to have a sweater on. Right? Patios are closed today because it's cold and rainy.
Really? This is the person who looks like Sporty Spice right now?
Because I'm not giving in to pants. Once May comes, pants don't come back unless I'm going to work. Right? Pants don't come back unless I'm
pants
going to work.
That sounds bad. Pants don't come back.
Pants don't come back.
Lisa, nobody wants to see you without pants.
And that's what
which I believe was part yes. of my dear Lisa.
Yes, you tweeted that. You texted me that. And I'm like, you know what, though, Samantha, here's the thing. Right? If people were going to see me without, if people were going to see me without something on, that's the best thing to see, is me with no pants. Because that's my most flattering.
Yeah, and then you were hashtag no shaming, and I'm like, screw that. I'm here for the public safety.
Yeah.
Nobody needs to see your naked legs.
No. They're just skinny little white ones still. They did not, their tan did not advance this week whatsoever.
No, they
did
no not.
Tan advancing.
Okay. Oh my
Have
God.
Have we cleared that up now?
No, because I'm still mad at you.
And it's still, and I will still continue to be bitter until it gets hot again.
Yes, but speaking of like our plus sizeness and parts of, we had a big girl breakfast today.
We did. We had a really big girl breakfast.
Well, because we hadn't had breakfast for a really long time.
We haven't been out for breakfast for a while. It's mostly been a lunch or a supper.
And we were thinking big.
We were thinking big. And you know what I thought was funny though with you? Is you thought because you ordered, I'll get a side of sausage. You thought that that was, socially, I think that's more acceptable than me saying, I'll get a side of bacon.
No.
Yes.
Bacon is like heart stopping.
Because it already comes with bacon. And then when you say, I want a side of bacon, they're like, okay, so you're just waiting to drop dead? But I think when yours came with bacon, but you said, I want a side of sausage, people are like, oh, that's fine.
That's fine.
You just want selection.
Yeah.
Right?
I just want selection.
You want selection. I'm looking for a coronary arrest. Right? And you're just looking for some selection.
You're one of the seven deadly sins. What was it? Gluttony?
I am one of the seven deadly
sins, gluttony.
Girl. Oh, yes, I am. I don't know what gluttony means, but okay.
Oh, my God.
But I guess if you say so. But we had a big...
It was a big breakfast.
It was a big breakfast.
But I was very proud of myself.
You're doing good.
You know what? Because I'm still on the Lisa diet.
You're on the Lisa diet.
And if anybody doesn't know what that is, I declared it last week, I believe.
You did, yes.
That I can eat whatever I want. I just don't eat it all.
You don't eat it all.
Which is Lisa.
Right, which is me, right? You order it all. So it's not cheaper.
No.
Right? It's definitely not cheaper.
It's not cheaper.
You order it all, but you don't eat it all.
You don't eat it all.
Right? You just decide what you feel like.
Yeah.
Right?
And I left some stuff on my plate today.
Yes. Right?
I was very proud of myself.
And I left some stuff on mine too. I never even touched the toast.
No, you didn't.
I didn't even have one piece of the toast that I
did have a piece of toast.
Yeah. But you didn't eat all the potatoes.
No, I didn't.
I didn't touch the potatoes.
And I didn't finish my pancakes.
No. And I always...
Why are we telling people this? They don't care. I'm sorry.
Because it was kind of funny. It was kind of funny, right?
It is funny.
Because we have
a good
breakfast.
We ordered so much stuff.
Food. I want the gargantuan.
But you did eat every piece of your bacon.
Yeah, I did. Right? She'd probably have a heart attack in a couple hours, I'm thinking. So if I'm not here next week, friends of the podcast, you'll all know why. She did.
She did.
All right? The bacon got her.
Too much bacon.
All right?
But you do believe that bacon is an all-season food.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's
you eat
gift,
bacon anytime.
And I think it's the gift from God. Right, I think bacon is the gift from God. Not Denny's bacon, too salty.
Too salty.
But I think bacon, just any type of bacon is good. Yeah.
Okay, so since we're talking about food and you eating it.
I know.
Which is a rarity.
Right?
What happened? Was it Monday that you sent me a text saying that you were having your best food day ever?
I fell off the rails. I fell off the rails.
Okay, if I remember correctly, it was first a bacon and egger.
Bacon and egger from the A&W.
10 Timbits?
Yep. Because I have to walk past. I go to get my tea, and then I see the Timbits, and then I have to walk past.
Oh.
Yeah, so I thought Timbits for a later snack didn't work that way.
No, you ate them right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, and it's Hot Dog Monday.
And it's Hot Dog Monday, right? Because that was for supper. I said, so I'll be having some of those. But there's something I didn't tell you.
What?
Right? I had, Smith, I'm not very proud. First off, I got to explain why I needed to let you know.
Why?
Okay. Because I just couldn't believe that I was like eating. I was like eating my way through like the food court line. It was like ridiculous. And that's not normally my morning thing.
No, that's not.
Right? But here's what's funny, right? So sometimes I listen to the Hate to Weight podcast and it's about weight loss, right? And it's their journey, right?
Yes.
And it's funny because.
And that's with John from the Brand X
podcast. Yeah. And Emily, right? And I think that it's really funny because it's, they were talking about that they didn't necessarily have scale. They didn't have scale wins this week.
Yeah.
But then John had said that it's important to have non-scale wins.
Yes.
Non-scale victories. I don't remember the exact term, but
okay.
But that's what. And then I felt bad because you know what I had? I had a non-scale fail day. So I'm not even trying to diet, right? I should because I'm a plus size girl. So really, we all should be, right? Duh. So I was having a non-scale fail day. But what I didn't tell you is that. On top of all that food, at around 4:10, I went to New York Fries and I got a poutine.
Oh my God!
I think I ate 7,000 calories. And I don't even like poutine.
You don't eat poutine.
I think I was thinking of you.
And
why? I don't know. I must have just thought, you know what? Maybe Sam would like a poutine. Oh, yeah. I got that for you. I got that for you, buddy. Pencil me in. I'll have the poutine. Isn't that ridiculous?
And then you went home.
And had two hot dogs and some potato salad. I know.
It was your best eating day ever.
Ever. And I ate, like, I just ate. And then I ate again today.
You're like a camel. You eat once, good for 4 days.
I know.
Eat again, right? good for four days.
Right? Once it wears out, then I'm good. So, like,
that is so ridiculous.
I know. And I spent so much money. I was like, food court, food court, food court. I'm like, and I'll take that. Right? Isn't that so weird?
It is very weird.
Yeah, and I never really even eat in the food court.
No.
So it was just, but it was a bizarre day. But it was kind of fun.
You know what? I just think you take it when you can.
Hey, you know what? Wasn't my best day, but the food sure was good.
The food was good.
Sure was good. I got no regrets.
Okay, you know how you always tell us about your new stuff, like for drinks and food?
Yeah.
I got a new one, Lisa.
You got something new.
I know.
You never get something new.
I never get anything new.
Shut up.
Okay, so on the road to get my cold medicine that I need.
Yeah, friends of the podcast.
I'm sick.
Because Sam jinxed summer, Mother Nature's making her pay with a bad cold.
She's being a bitch right now.
She's being a bitch.
She's being a bitch.
You know, and you're looking rough as the day goes on. In a good way. In a good way.
That is so mean.
I got you eye cream.
You did.
I gave you some eye cream, Samantha. Right? I knew you might be needing some of this. Right?
Well, I am looking a little haggard.
You are looking a little...
Yeah, a little...
You're looking a little
haggard. No, you know what? I'm not shaming myself for being sick.
You know, you have a cold.
I have a cold.
Right? Although, back in October when I got really sick with my cold, you let the world know. I can't even believe we're going out in public with you.
You're a big old snotty mess.
You're a big old snotty mess.
I have that under control today.
Yes, you do.
I have it under control.
Yeah, you do.
But I bought, off topic, I bought flavored club soda.
I hate club
pomegranate soda. Something
oh,
something.
Oh, God, pomegranate.
And I haven't drank it yet because I needed it cold because I don't drink club soda warm.
Right.
But I'm very excited to try it because it was just a little tiny guy.
Yeah.
A little tiny one.
It's going to make you bubbly.
Yeah, I like that though.
I don't like the bubbles.
You know I like club soda.
I know you do. You do. Yeah.
I'm that girl.
Yeah, you are.
Right?
Yeah. So that's your new drink.
Yeah, it's my new drink. It could be my new summer drink.
Ooh, because it's very summery and light and effervescent. Isn't that the word that they use?
Effervescent.
I thought it was... thought it was with a P, effervescent. It's effer.
Oh my God.
Sorry. I just say it like I hear it.
I know.
Sorry. So that's your new thing.
That's my new thing.
Wow. Yep. Well, okay, I have a new drink.
Do you know?
Yeah. Well, it's not new because it's water, but it's you know, the Crystal Light?
Yes.
It's the iced tea individual packs.
That's not new.
No, but it's new for me.
Okay.
And Samantha, oh my God, I love these. I love these so much. They're so good. You need to try it. They're so good. So you just take your water.
Mm-hmm.
You have a sip, right? Because it's full.
Uh-huh.
And then you just tear off the thing and then you just pour it into your water.
Uh-huh.
And you just shake that water. You shake it. The wrist action. Shake, shake, shake. Hard. Back and forth. Shaking it. And you're shaking it. My husband's sitting on the couch with a big smile on his face. And I'm like shaking and I'm slowing down my shake. And I'm like, oh my God. I think you're thinking something really awkward there, Mike Gibson.
It's the motion of the shaking, Lisa.
I think it was the motion of the shaking.
Right now.
Right?
Just, ladies, let your mind wander. Men.
Men, same thing.
It's exactly what you think it is.
Exactly.
It's exactly what you think it is.
So I was just kind of like, okay, and enjoyed it. And then I thought, so there was that.
But enjoyed the water or enjoyed the shaking?
You know, the little easier, the shaking that way, right? Because I had more control over that, eh?
There you
and
go.
I'm done, right?
And
I got to decide when that was, when it was shaken enough.
Uh-huh.
Then the next day, I thought, oh, that'll be nice at work, right? I take it to work.
Yes.
So same thing, right? And I go to make it at work, and the store is busy, and I'm shaking, and all of a sudden I'm like, this is really awkward, because I'm shaking it.
I think only your mind went there.
Probably, but it was there, hey? It was really there, and I'm just like, shake, I'm like, I
obviously,
am.
Obviously, this is something that you're well versed in.
I'm like, I am a middle-aged woman with issues right now.
Oh my God.
I know, right? And then I had a tired elbow, and then I had like sore
wrist. My wrist hurts.
Put me on the shelf, I'm done.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
That is so sad.
Yeah,
for
but
you.
I was like so into it.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad for you.
Yeah. I don't think it did what it was supposed to do. I didn't really feel that part, but it was fine. tasted good.
Your husband might benefit from this. Well, it's hard to say.
Yeah, if he likes iced tea, sure. I can make one for him, too. Absolutely. That's no problem.
Oh, my God.
Crazy. Crazy.
Okay, on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I knew it was happening, but I forgot about it.
And we talked about it.
Yes, we did.
And then you forgot.
The new episode, or the new show.
They're bringing it back.
Bringing it back.
Yeah.
Shazam with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Love that show.
Yeah.
Hardly know any of the songs.
You're not good at it.
No, I'm not good at it.
No.
I don't have enough. I'm not quick on my feet.
I'm really quick.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. And I'm so fast.
So you watched it, though.
I watched it. It was on late, right? And I was, like, going to bed, and then I was flipping the TV off, and then all of a sudden I just went to check the news real quick, and then it was, like, on. It was, like, 10:30, and I'm like, oh, I might as well just watch it till 11. And I would have won $1 million.
Really?
I would have beat Shazam. Absolutely. Like, my talents are endless. I'm really, really good.
My talents are endless.
And partly I think why I'm so good is because my kid sister Krista always sends me these clips, right, of like 30 seconds of a song.
Uh-huh.
And she'll be like, do you know which one this is? Of course I know which one that is. I want to be a cowboy. You can be my cowgirl. Of course I know this. Pick a song, Shazam. I got it. So I don't know. I think, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it's a fun show. It's the only one I'm committing to this summer.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing?
I'm not doing the Gong Show.
No.
I'm not doing the...
Oh, the Gong Show's coming back?
Wow. Why are you excited about that?
No. I hate it.
No, it's all those shows are all back.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Really?
Back, every one of them.
What about the $100,000 pyramid coming back?
I didn't see that one.
No?
I didn't see that one.
That was bad, too.
Yeah, the Love Connection's back.
Oh, yeah, with Andy Cohen.
Right, and then The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and all that shit's back.
I saw The Bachelorette.
Of course you
did. It's funny because Shauna Foster from season
95. And she loves that show.
She loves that show. Yeah. I will probably join her when he's down to 4 girls.
Is she only watching it up to 4?
No.
Or she's watching,
she's watching the whole thing.
She's hardcore.
I will not commit because I cannot watch the train wreck.
Well, we've talked about that before.
25 girls creates.
No.
It's horrible.
Okay, I just, but you know what? I was just hoping for some better summer shows.
And they're not. They're boring.
So they must just be like, I know he's going to watch this shit anyway. So we'll just, this is the new lineup. They hated it last year. Let's have them hate it a little bit more. I guess.
That must Bring it back.
Yeah. So Shazam. So are we on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll watch that.
All right. Okay.
For sure. Yeah. I like Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I do too.
And apparently his daughter's on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Is she the DJ?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just making that up?
No. I saw that in the clip that I saw.
Huh. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we would do really good if we were on it.
No, I think you would do really good. And I would be like,
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
No, you'd be like, are you? Yeah, and then you'd make me doubt. And I'd be like, we don't know, Jamie. We don't know.
No, because I'd be like, she knows, so I'm just not just going to stand here.
You're just there on my coattails, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Why do my coattails feel heavy? Oh, because I'm standing on them, right? As we play Shazam.
Oh, my God. Could your head get any bigger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably not.
Hyper hype girl. She's still on holidays?
Oh, my God.
Where the hell are we now?
Samantha, my heart aches.
Why?
Because the hyper hype girl's been gone for too long, right? So work's just not the same.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's just not the same.
Your cheery, weird face.
Yeah, like, go for 2 weeks, but don't go for 3, right? That's like salt in the wounds, eh? Right? And then, to just top it all off, right? Mm-hmm. She's still sending us the pictures.
Yes. I've seen them.
But you know what?
What?
I got a beef.
What?
We look like we've gone through the ringer this last week. And it's because we have. She sent a picture one day last week saying, I think I lost you.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, huh? So, and she's doing it all through Snapchat. And I don't know Snapchat well enough, but apparently, right, once you reply back, the message is gone.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like a text where you can go back and read it, right?
Okay.
So she's like, I think I lost you. And I'm like, what do you mean you lost us? And then we appear in a picture. And then, oh, no, I found you. She left us in the car one day. She left us in the car, in the hot car.
Now, if people don't know, because this has been going on for a couple weeks, the Hyper Hype Girl went to England.
Yes.
For the first leg of her 3-week vacation.
Yeah.
And took a picture of us on, like, a popsicle stick.
Our logo. Yeah, the sticks,
our logo.
Stick's
gone. Stick's gone.
Looks like somebody's been gnawing on the corners.
Yeah, and the pictures now that I've seen, we look bent.
We look bent.
And worn. And we have seen a better day.
We have seen a better day. Right? And now we're in Munich.
Oh.
And we're looking rough.
We're looking rough.
She left us in a store, and the store people put us in the garbage. And she went back to them and said that she lost her friend. Have you seen them? And they said, the lady at the store said, we put them in the garbage. And Michelle took us out of the garbage. So we're dirty.
You're dirty.
I got to assume we're a little sweaty because we were in the car, right? We're wrinkly.
Oh my God.
Our stick's missing.
That's bad.
But we're still popping up all over Germany now.
And when is she coming back?
I think she's back early next week.
Oh, good.
I know. Right?
Good.
Yeah.
Good to have her back. I'm sure there's lots of stories about her trip.
Oh my God. It's so ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But I did appreciate the picture with the beer in Munich.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I didn't drink that.
I know. I told her, go find some schnitzel. Right?
Have some schnitzel. Oh, she found some lederhosen.
Right? Said, yeah. So that's the last part of their trip.
Yeah.
And then she's back.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Always. Never a dull moment.
Good.
Never.
Okay, Lisa.
Samantha.
The best part. The bet with John from the Brand X part, podcast.
The best part of the week. Of the week.
It was stressing me out. My stomach hurt.
Oh my God.
For 3 days.
You were so horrible. Right? I had faith.
No, you didn't.
I did too.
No, you didn't. You're lying. You're lying.
Okay. Here's the thing. So Friends of the Podcast, if you listened last week, you knew that we challenged John from Brand X podcast to a little friendly wager.
Yes.
Because of the Blue Jays playing the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes.
Right? So we said that if whoever wins has to sing the fight song.
Yes.
Right? And whoever loses has to sing the fight song. You have to dress your Bitmoji up like the team.
Uh-huh.
So, and he's been a good sport.
Yes,
he's been a good sport. And he even sent us a thing of him singing. So we're going to play that right now before we get more into it. Why? Because we won.
We won.
Yes. And it's funny that we won because you know what, John? The Jays have lost 7 of their last 10. But 2 of the 3 that they won were against you, which is hilarious. So we want to play a little bit of his song just because he was such a good sport.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, Lisa and Sam. I doubt I'll be able to do this in one take, but I'm going to give it my good old college try. Here we go. You've got a diamond, you've got 9 men, you've got a hat, a bat, and that's not all. You've got the bleachers, you got them from spring till fall. You got a dog, a drink, and an umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball. Is that a fly ball, or is it a seagull? Coming in from the lake to catch a game. It's the last inning. Our guys are winning. DJ throws the smoker, a strike. They got no doubt. What do you want? Let's play ball. Okay.
Okay.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays.
Let's play ball.
I was singing through all of it in my mind, because I know every word to it.
Oh my God, that is so sad.
Yeah. So, John, you paid your wager in full.
Yes.
And we much appreciate that.
I love the fact that we won, and I'd like to point out, Lisa,
Samantha,
the reason why the Blue Jays are now losing is because I'm not a factor in the watching of them. Because the only reason I paid attention...
And you were doing good.
I was doing okay, but I wasn't watching them.
But you know why you weren't watching them, Samantha? Because here's the revelation that I still can't wrap my brain around.
I know. You were like, what?
And then I said to Mike, there must be a problem. It must exist. When I said to you, I said, because you were telling me the score.
Yeah.
And I said to you, are you watching it? And you replied back, no, I don't have a sports channel. And I looked at Mike and I'm like, Mike, what channel is the Blue Jays on for Sam, right? In her TV world, we need to tell her because she says she doesn't have a sports channel. And I think I told you, and you're like, no, I got to pick my channels. I didn't pick one. I was like, that's like an arrow through my heart. So what did I say? I'm going to send you an app that you can download. So
I don't
keep
need
up.
An app. I'm good. I found who it on my does, Google.
Who doesn't have a sports app, a sports TV channel?
Me.
I'm like flabbergasted.
Me,
so.
me.
I just didn't
even know. Won, so that's what counted.
Should we tell John what we were going to do if
we
won?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Lisa sent me a text and she's like, if we lose, we're going to change the lyrics of the Philly song.
Yep.
We're going to make it, song.
We're going to make it a different song.
We're going to make it a different song.
Yep.
And we were going to be, it was going to be about the Blue Jays.
About the Blue Jays. So But we didn't have to do that.
We didn't have to do that.
However, our teams do play again in August.
I know.
And I have signed us up for round two.
Oh, God, I know. And it made my stomach hurt again.
Yeah. But now you got a little bit of time to get over it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was a good bet.
It was lots of fun.
Because I liked it because we won.
Because we won.
And, you know, I'm competitive.
Yes, you are very
Even though I wasn't paying attention.
You're very competitive. Very competitive.
Okay. So, I do need to point out, Lisa, that I think I need to know a little bit more about what you do on Twitter.
Smith, if you want to know what I do on Twitter, join Twitter.
No, I don't want to join Twitter.
Really?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because I think that you, left to your own devices.
Oh, I just
You throw some stuff out there.
I do.
Because we're covering a topic we weren't going to talk about.
I know, but here's the thing, though,
and
Samantha.
Why are we even talking about this, Lisa?
Because I may have accidentally sent out a tweet saying, anybody has any random topics they might want us to discuss?
Random topics.
Drop me a tweet.
Okay.
Most times people don't.
No.
This time, corndog from at pullboypod did.
Yeah.
And we can't say it right.
No.
Because I think it's the accent.
Probably.
Right? But it's at POBOY pod. Right? Corndog.
Yes.
So he replied. And what he asked is, why don't women eat leftovers?
And I thought, interesting.
Me too.
Because I don't.
Neither do I. Funny, we're women. So we talked about this, right? And I said to you, I think we need to discuss this.
Yes.
Because I think that I've come up with some reasons for them.
Oh, okay.
I got four.
Okay.
Okay? I got four reasons.
Okay.
First off, just the gist of it. It's not a reason. It's just this is what dudes need to understand about women,
yes,
right?
Lisa.
We don't like seconds. We only like firsts, right? Right?
I was going to say sloppy seconds.
We don't want sloppy seconds, right? We only want firsts. No woman wants anything 2 days in a row, right? We just really don't want anything 2 days in a row.
That's weird.
Well, yeah, however you interpret that, right? But this is these are my reasons, okay? As a woman.
Yeah.
Because my husband eats the leftovers,
yes,
right?
And yes, yes,
so
yes.
Number one, I just ate this yesterday. Number two, it doesn't taste as good.
No.
Number three, it has condensation. Leftovers always have condensation. They're always
wet. They're
always
wet.
They're always wet.
They're always wet.
Right?
Yep.
And number four, it just looks like a container full of gunk.
Gunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, ugh.
Well, okay. So this is how I explain it in my head. Would a woman wear the same outfit 2 days in a row?
No, we would not.
Absolutely not.
No.
So why would we, in our eating world,
eat things two days in a row? Yeah, never.
Never.
There's
never gonna happen.
There's two exceptions to the rule.
What?
Number one exception is Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes,
I agree. Redo Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we'll do pizza.
Yes.
Yes.
But that's it.
That's really it.
That's it.
Right?
I'm not a big leftover fan.
No, but do you know why? It's because it has a derogatory connotation.
Like what?
Because the word leftover, to me, it seems negative because it's kind of sounding like food that just wasn't prepared fresh today. Right?
And what was leftover.
Yeah. So not quite as good as the day before, right? It's a leftover.
It's a leftover.
Right? And nobody wants that.
No.
Right? But do you know that the top leftovers they say are spaghetti? This reminded me of you.
Uh-huh.
Spaghetti?
Yes.
Meatloaf?
Yes.
Lasagna?
Mm-hmm.
Stew?
Mom.
Homemade soup? Cabbage rolls,
yeah,
and pizza.
This sounds like all foods my family would
eat. I know, because lots of times you've said, oh, I was at mom's for supper, and I brought my Zumba borscht, or I brought my whatever.
Stew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what it kind of made me think of.
Well, you know, and the reason why we shouldn't probably, like, store leftovers for very long, apparently World Health Day, they say anything over 4 days, throw it out. It's got bacteria and crappy stuff in it.
Yeah, it's gross.
Bad idea.
Right? Shouldn't be in your fridge that long.
No, and we apparently don't reheat our food properly.
No.
So you could get sick from it.
Okay, well, so I have a funny story about that, right? So I'm going to take, I'm taking you back, Samantha.
Okay.
Way back. So we used to be a family of spaghetti lovers.
Really?
Yeah, right? My dad and my mom loved the spaghetti. Or as my dad would call it, spaghetti. Right?
Spaghetti.
That was his short form. Love spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Okay?
Part of the reason why I hate it, right? Because we always ate it.
Uh-huh.
But what they would do with the leftovers was the leftover sauce.
Okay.
And they would save the leftover sauce,
uh-huh,
right? So it's already been cooked and heated and eaten. And then they put it in a container and then it goes in the freezer.
Okay.
Then the next time we have spaghetti, they bring it back out. They take that little bit,
uh-huh,
and they add it to the new.
Oh.
Then whatever's left over from that,
oh,
you see the cycle? Yes. And years.
No.
And I bet you he's still doing it. Gord, you still doing it? Send me a Facebook message and let me know. Right? And it was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Right?
That's funny.
Did your mom ever do anything like that?
No.
No?
But she
didn't recycle it?
No, my parents are really big leftover food people. And I'm not. No. And I don't know why I'm not. Mm. Because I didn't grow up like that at all. Like, we would eat leftovers for days. The only leftovers nasty. That I feel are good are Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners.
Yeah.
That, I think, is worthy
That's
of a leftover
fine.
Thing.
Yeah.
I do, however, like, if mom sends me home with food, I try to eat it the next day.
Yeah.
I know. Because anything past that, sorry, mom, I'm probably throwing it out.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm a good girl.
Yeah.
I'm a good daughter.
You're a good daughter.
And I eat it the next day.
They say that it's better to save the ingredients when you're making the meal than not the cooked meal. That's what they say. So instead of overcooking and making so much, cook less, save those same ingredients, and make that the next day.
No.
Who wants that?
Who's doing
right?
that?
So we made stew 2 days in a row. First off, sounds like a lot of work.
Sounds like tons of work.
Right? Like, but even like leftovers from like the restaurant, why are we taking that home?
No.
Right?
Well,
no.
Depends what it is.
I don't know. Because really, are we that confident where their stuff's been?
No.
At least when it's your own
no.
stuff.
No. Do you remember me getting sick?
Yeah.
McNally.
Yes.
Yes.
Remember?
From that chicken sandwich.
And you went like olive green so fast.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, Shrek.
It was within
not working
like,
for you.
It was like a half an hour.
Yeah.
Maybe. Not even.
No, that was gross.
And I was like throwing up big time.
Yeah, that was horrible.
So you just don't know.
You don't know, right?
You just don't know.
But I like I remember being a kid too. And like with, like we would have ham on Sunday. And ham, ham on Sunday, when you saw that ham on Sunday, you knew that Monday, that the leftover ham was going to be cubed up and it was going to be with cream peas and toast.
Cream peas and toast.
So disgusting.
My mom never did stuff like that.
She never did that?
No.
No, it's because my mom was an army mom, and I guess army, I guess army moms did a lot of creaming, apparently. That's what my grandmother used to always say too, right?
Army,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so disgusting.
No, my mom has good leftovers though.
But you got to be careful because you like your potatoes, and you got to be careful with potatoes.
Why?
Because they say that if you let a potato cool down to room temperature and then, right? Like, so if you're done eating your potatoes.
So you leave it out.
Yeah. No. So you eat it. Even when it's still warm, it goes in the fridge right away.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't let it cool down because when you put it in the fridge after it's cooled down, you can get botulism. And same thing with chicken. It'll give you the diarrhea.
It'll give you the diarrhea.
Right? So you take, say you had a piece of chicken and you take it and you put it in the microwave and you don't make it piping hot in the middle.
Yeah.
You're going to get the diarrhea, Samantha. And I just thought.
Why are you pointing your finger and telling me this?
Because I don't want you to get that. Right? I don't want you to have to kaopectate it away or anything like that. Right?
Kaopectate.
Right? I don't want you to. Because I know that sometimes you reheat stuff.
Yes, I do, because you're supposed to.
Nah, I'm just saying, I think you got to be careful.
Okay.
Right?
But thanks, corn dog. This was a good one.
That was fun, hey? So, you know what? I appreciated that.
I didn't realize, I'm really not that girl.
I know.
I'm really not.
Right?
I'm like a one and done kind of girl.
Yeah. And it's funny because I'll cook too much because, like, whenever I do cook, and spaghetti's one of them, and Mike will be like, so I'll have spaghetti tonight. And I'm like, I had a late lunch. I come up with every excuse not to eat it. I'm like, I had a late lunch, so I'm not that hungry. And he's like, really? I'm like,
But you're not that way with Giuseppe pizza.
That Giuseppe pizza, I just eat that. But had it again on Saturday. 3. Yeah, I just ding, ding, ding.
Oh
boom.
Oh my God.
Pile through those.
Yeah, you realize like it's like probably 3 slices of pizza that you're eating.
Well, you know what? I'm probably going to up it to 4.
Whoa, look at you go.
I know, I love them. I love them so much.
This is your eating year.
Apparently I'm going to be the size of a house, right? Apparently that's my goal for my 49th year. It's to be a house.
It's to be a house.
I'm on plan.
You're on plan. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I think we're going to talk about it anyways because I did not just hear that.
I did not just hear that.
Yeah.
We need to talk about it because even though we're light and airy, sometimes, you know what, Samantha?
Sometimes you got to say stuff.
And I think we need to pat ourselves on the back.
Yeah. Everybody's been talking about it, so we're not going to go into depth.
No.
But we are going to mention Roseanne Barr's horrific tweet.
Horrible.
Not a smart woman.
Not a smart woman.
But you know what, Lisa?
What?
We kicked her to the curb first.
We did. So hello, people. We saw this coming.
We were way ahead of you.
We were way ahead. 3 episodes in. Done.
Done.
Where's she going? We just retired her. Right? Now she retired herself.
Yeah. Because she did not accept accountability.
She still takes no accountability for what she did.
She blamed it on freaking drugs.
Yeah, like a sex pill or something,
It's no. Ambien. It's not a sex pill.
I thought that was like the female Viagra.
No.
Oh. That's what I thought it was, but then she said, but it's Ambien, and what's Ambien?
It's like a sleeping pill.
Oh.
Like calms you down.
That is the female Viagra, too.
Oh, is it? Okay. In a wholly different way.
A whole different way.
Which does not help the male population
anymore. Does not, right?
Yeah,
does not. Nope. But I feel bad for the people that it's affected.
I'm only sad for the people that it's affected. Yeah. I think she doesn't care she's got money already, but she took away jobs from people.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
I know, right?
And it's like, why are you saying stuff like this in this day and age?
Yeah. And where did you hear about it first?
C95. Because I heard it in the morning when I was getting ready for work.
With our friend Shauna.
Thanks, Shauna. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah. Hey, Shauna Foster's having a baby, eh?
She is having a baby!
Yes! Congratulations!
Congrats, Shauna.
And so now you know what? Because we said we wanted to have her back in the show for the summer. So now we can't have her in the car.
No.
With baby.
But we got a better recorder.
But now we can take her on location.
Yeah.
We can take her places.
We can take her places.
Right? And I said we'd provide chips and dip.
And dip.
Right? Because I think that's seems to be her thing. Right? So hopefully we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be
but
good.
So they're the ones who were telling you about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I was like, oh my God. So I looked it up and I read the whole article and I was just like, you know what? Good on ABC and Disney for acting as quickly as they did.
Yeah.
And even though the Roseanne show was the number one producing show for them, kicked it to the curb.
They did. But now there's talk, I read this morning, there's talk about maybe trying to figure out how to reinvent that show without her.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think you can.
No, you can't.
You know.
But you know what? Good try. I mean, if you do, good try. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
People, if you say stuff, you have to be accountable for what you say. And you can't blame it on something else or someone else.
It came
out of your mouth.
Yeah. There's just no room in my heart for hate, Samantha.
No.
Right?
Because she wasn't telling the truth when she blamed it on Ambien.
Exactly.
Right?
That's not the truth.
That's a lie. So that leads us into 2 truths and a lie for Sam. And 2 lies and a truth for Lisa.
Right? Which is our topic this week.
Because Lisa lies more than she tells the truth.
Oh, now come on.
Yes, you
come
do.
Come on.
Yes, you do.
But not hurtful. Not hurtful. I'm just saying, it's not hurtful.
Not
lies.
Hurtful, Lisa?
No.
No?
Okay, well, you go first. Okay, so, well, okay, explain what I got to do.
Okay. So you have to tell me 3 stories.
Okay.
Or 3 things.
Okay.
And I have to decide which ones are the lies
okay.
and which one is the truth.
Okay.
And you have to decide which 2 of mine are the truth,
okay.
and which one is the lie.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you. Okay. Look, I'm even changing my positioning. That's how invested in this I am right now. Okay.
No, because you can
No,
tell.
I'm not going to... Okay.
You're going to look.
Okay, I'm not going to look.
Okay.
You have to trust me
All right.
that I'm not going to look.
Okay. So, first story.
Which could be a lie.
Yeah. When I worked for a music store, I got free tickets to a show at Louis Pub here in Saskatoon. And I worked for the music store in the 90s, late 90s. Kind of thing.
Okay.
And it was with a somewhat unknown band called Great Big Sea.
Okay.
And I got to listen to their show, but I got to go backstage. I met them, sat down, had a couple of beers with them, chatted them up.
I did. I'm like trying to like look at your eyes, right? I'm trying to figure out.
They were super cool. Uh-huh. Learned a little bit about the guys. Loved their Newfie accents. It was awesome. And had a great time backstage with Great Big Sea before they hit it big.
Okay.
Before they did start doing bigger venues.
Okay.
Okay. Next one.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to concentrate, right? Because I have a little bit of OCD, right? So I'm trying not to get distracted.
Okay. Next one.
Yeah.
Well, you know that I worked a few seasons out at the Saskatchewan River Crossing, right?
Yes.
So it's out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So it's in the Rockies and there's lots of wildlife happening. One day when I went, it was going on a short hike. I know. That's when I thought I was like, you know.
Okay. Your younger days.
My younger days.
Yeah.
I encountered a black bear. And when I was walking, I was, you know, you have to shake your bell, but you know, bear bell, you have to like make noise. It didn't make the bear go away. And I stood stock still and I was like, shit, what do I do? Because they tell you, like, you're supposed to look big, you're supposed to make noise, and I had bear spray with me, too.
Right.
Right? Because you have to go with all the things.
Yep.
Even though I was like, I'm just going for a walk. You just never know,
okay.
right? So here I am, face-to-face with this black bear, and I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to gently reach for my my spray, and it turned around and walked away. Shit my pants, not even kidding. I was so scared. I was trembling. I don't even know if it had come at me, it probably would have ate me because I didn't know what to do.
Oh my God, Samantha.
Well, that's what happens when you hike in the Canadian Rockies.
Yeah, that's why you don't hike.
Just
that's why you don't hike.
That's why you don't hike.
That's why you don't
that's
hike.
That's why you don't hike. Okay, third story.
Yeah.
I took rowing lessons here in Saskatoon with the Saskatoon Rowing Club. One summer when I was working for the music store, I decided that I wanted to try something new, and I decided to sign up for like recreational rowing, where they teach you how to row. And it's in the big, long boats with the big oars and stuff like that. So I did it, and I was scared shitless because it's on the South Saskatchewan River, which flows pretty fast, right? I'm thinking to myself, if I get, you know, if I toss myself into the river, I'm probably going to die.
Yeah.
But I learned how to row, and actually the instructor said I had a great row, that I was a natural.
Rower.
Yeah.
A natural rower.
Yeah, so you could do singles, which we did do, and then you did in a group, like a quad. Yeah, I did it. It was fun. It was good times.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Uh-huh. So now I have to decide.
Which is which are truth and which are lies.
You have two truths?
Maybe.
You said you had two truths.
You just tell me.
Okay, so just so I'm clear.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you were like a superstar rubbing elbows with a band from Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Number two.
Mm-hmm.
You were with one with the black bear.
Yes.
And number three, you got your rowing on?
I got my rowing on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to say.
I like how you kind of just broke it down into like single sentences.
Right? Because that's how my mind works. I keep it like that. I'm going to say that the truth, I believe that you probably did meet that band. And probably rubbed elbows with them because you were like, oh, I'm Miss Music Baron and I'm all that and I'm Samantha, right? Am I right?
Keep going. You tell me.
What do I got to tell you? Okay. Oh, another one?
So you think that one is true?
I think that one is true.
Okay.
I could see you doing that.
Uh-huh.
I could see them like being like, oh my God, when is she leaving? But I could still see you doing that.
I was never that girl.
Okay. Number two, I don't think I see you hiking by yourself with bear spray, right? You scream at a maple bug, right? Do I think that you have the potential to have shit your pants if that story's true? Yes, I do. But I don't think that's the truth, Samantha. Because even back in your younger, sportier, fitter days, I still don't know if I just think I'm just going out on a hike.
On a hike.
So I don't think that's the truth. I think that's a lie.
Okay.
And I think the one... I know that sometimes, like, I remember back in the day when you took, when we first became friends and you wanted to try something new and you took hip hop. I'm just saying. So I do know that you do have the potential to try something new.
Yes, I do.
Every now and then. So I'm going to say, I think it's funny, but I'm going to say that, yes, I think that you probably did join rowing for 1 year.
You're right.
Am I right on
it
all
was
of them?
True, lie, and a true.
A true, lie, and a true.
Yeah, true, lie, and a true.
That was fun.
Yeah. I didn't think I told you those stories. So
nope.
I was like, I felt pretty calm.
Nope.
Pretty sure that you wouldn't get
it. Nope. That's fun. Okay. Yeah. But just when I see your reaction at a bug, I'm like, I don't know about the bear, dude.
No.
It, right? Probably not.
No.
Okay.
No.
My turn?
Yep.
Okay. So, no particular order.
Okay.
I'm two lies and a truth.
Yes, I know.
So I'm the opposite of you. Okay, so, and I'm just going to read it a little bit just because, you know, I had to make some notes. It's a long time too, right? It's from when I was a kid. So back when I was a kid, I really, really loved horses. And we had cousins who lived on a farm. And I told you about that before, right? That we came, like my dad was on a farm. So we had cousins on a farm and things like that.
Okay.
And it was in Paisley, Ontario.
Yes, you remember, I remember
right?
Paisley.
Yeah. And so anyways, they owned horses. Because
okay.
Of course they would, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my Aunt Janet, so that would be my dad. So really my great aunt. So it was my dad's aunt. My Aunt Janet, she was like your typical farm girl,
mm-hmm.
right? So she was like staunch. They had the barn, they had the hay, they had all of that sort of
mm-hmm.
stuff. And what she used to do is she used to set up homemade obstacle courses. And we'd get on the horses, and they would jump. Why are you laughing? I'm like 10. I'm 10. And she would set up homemade obstacle courses.
I'm picturing you doing this, and I'm like, no.
In the fields, and we would practice jumping. We never did the barrel race or anything like that, okay, because that was too much, right?
Okay.
But so she would just
whoa,
set them up.
Whoa, the barrel race.
Whoa, with the barrel race. I wasn't Calgary Stampede bound, Samantha. That wasn't my goal.
Okay.
But she would set these things. I don't know even what they were called. We were young. And you would be on the horse and they would jump them.
Yes.
Right? So she would do different things throughout the field.
Okay.
And I was actually really good at it.
Okay.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah.
And I loved
a
the
little
horses.
Bit.
I know,
go
right?
Ahead.
But remember, I was sporty back in the
okay.
day.
Okay.
And I was so good at it that one summer, I don't know, maybe I don't know if I was 11 or 12, there was a horse ranch camp. It was called Arrowhead Ranch. And they specialized in, it was the type of camp that you went to, and they specialized in practicing the jumps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to it. And I won a ribbon. Because I got all my jumps. Serious. I'm dead serious.
I'm sorry.
I'm dead serious.
The look on your face is hilarious.
Because I remember because I was excited about it.
Because you were like, woo!
I know, right?
Okay.
Okay, so that's my first one.
First story.
Okay.
Okay.
My second one.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was in my early 20s.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm like a reckless 20-year-old kid.
Yes, okay? You were.
And I used to work up with Sega Beach, which I've talked a lot
yes,
about, right?
Yes, you have.
Big tourist thing. Uh-huh. And pretty much the only day that we didn't drink was Sunday because that's the day of the Lord. Right? We didn't drink on that day.
All right.
But we were like, there was a group of us and we just had fun.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the bars. We drank too much. We never drove home drunk and stuff like that. But one time we were walking home. We were on our way back to Glennis and we were walking home. And you know how they have those big signs where they like, you know, like those big arrow signs and it's like got like the letters and people post messages.
Yes.
Well, it's actually, you can fit your finger in, right? And you can change the letters in there.
Uh-huh.
Right? And we did that and we made a bad message. And the cops came, and we spent the night in the drunk tank.
Okay.
That's story number two.
Okay.
Okay.
Letters, drunk tank. Got it.
Okay.
Horse and a ribbon.
Horse and ribbon. You ready for number three?
Number three.
Last summer. On my vacation.
With your sister.
With my sister.
Yes.
Okay. So they have so their campground, they do a lot of different little community things,
yes.
right? And they have like, there's always like, there's a bingo, there's a paint, there's a do this, there's a do that. So her friend, Manon and Bobby, they have a karaoke machine. So instead of having a dance, there was nothing going on. They did karaoke.
Uh-huh.
And everybody goes, and you take your drinks, and you're having fun, and everybody's up dancing. And I got up and sang. You know what song I sang?
What?
Jenny, 8675309. And I'm a really good singer, as you know. Yes, I am. And I did karaoke.
You did karaoke.
I did karaoke.
Jenny.
8675309.
309, whatever.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's recap.
Let's recap.
A horse and a ribbon.
Oh.
Horse and a ribbon.
A horse and a ribbon.
Dirty sign in a drunk tank.
Dirty sign in the drunk tank.
Karaoke and a song.
Karaoke and a song.
Oh my God.
Two lies
and a truth.
Do, 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 do,
shit.
Do.
You're so good sometimes, it scares me. Because I don't know. Because I don't believe the horse and the ribbon.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't believe the horse in
Never.
The ribbon.
No horse in the ribbon.
No horse in the ribbon.
I did go to a horseback riding camp, though. Got bucked
don't
off
Don't tell
the
me
horse.
If I'm right yet.
Okay.
Horse in the ribbon, not, no.
Okay. It's for all the money.
Okay. Horse and ribbon, definitely a lie. I'm going to say the karaoke is the truth, and the Wasaga Beach sign in a drunk tank is a lie.
Absolutely right, Samantha. Absolutely right. Hey. You got it. Why did you think karaoke was the truth?
Because you've done a lot of stupid shit at your sister's.
I kayaked. I won the euchre tournament, right?
And you didn't even know how to play euchre.
No, right? I played Ibble Dibble with like a cork, got black marks on my face, right?
Oh, yeah, you've done a lot of stupid shit.
Not
there.
My proudest moment.
No.
Not my proudest moment. Right? So oh there you
God.
Have it. So we got each other right.
Cool.
Cool. That was
I can
a lot of fun.
I can tell when you're lying.
Yeah.
That's good for
so,
me.
So you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny.
Okay. So because we were doing this, of course I needed to go a little bit more.
You needed to bring some school into
well,
this podcast, Samantha.
No, I didn't. But it's fun.
But it's fun.
Types of lies.
Oh, okay.
Because I think you will know.
Nice, eh? Nice. I feel like I'm hooked up right now.
Yeah, you are. Okay, types of lies. There's white lies. These are the least serious of all lies.
They don't hurt people.
They're only used to be tactful or polite.
Mm-hmm.
apparently it's like for just general excuses. Like, however,
you, like, you're so pretty.
Shut up.
Right? Like that. Shut like up. That. Like that's a today. Today. That's a little white lie.
I don't look that bad.
No, you look a little rough.
Oh, that's right? Not good.
You know what you are today? Ugh. You're just pretty.
Oh!
You're not so pretty.
Okay, you're trying to kill me.
Yeah.
All right. Done. If you do it too often, Lisa.
Oh. Oh.
You lose your credibility.
Oh.
So white lies, if you're going to tell one, a white lie, it's okay.
Because it's not meant to hurt.
No.
Right.
It's not meant to be hurtful.
Right.
Broken promises is another one.
I don't break my promise. Don't point your finger at me. I don't break promises. Pointer finger.
Failure to keep one's spoken commitment or promise.
Nope, that's not me.
It can be hurtful.
Yeah, I don't do that. I keep my promise. I'm very good that way.
And the reason why it's hurtful is because it was never going to be kept.
It was. That's you. Yeah, I'll be on time. That was you today. That was you last night when you said, I'll pick you up at 10. And I said,
I
my
10. I was only 10 minutes late.
Yeah, but still, I said, my 10. And you said, yep, your 10. That was a broken promise because you were not my 10.
I can't even.
No, you can't. You have no leg to stand on.
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
No.
You got nothing.
Okay, another one.
Yeah.
Lie of fabrication.
Oh.
You fabricate a story based on a shaky fact. Mm. So like a rumor. You start a rumor that's hurtful to someone else's reputation.
I do not do that. Because you know what? If I'm going to gossip and rumor, I know the facts. And you got it coming. That's how I feel.
I know it all.
I know,
the truth.
I know the truth. And I'm telling the world.
I'm done.
I'm chirping like a bird. That's what I'm doing.
Chirp, chirp.
I'm chirping away. Yeah.
Okay. The bold-faced lie.
Oh.
Is telling something that everybody knows is a lie. Mm. And it's only cute when a kid does it.
Oh, wow.
It's only cute when a kid does it.
Only cute when a kid does it.
Because you belittle the person that you're telling the lie to. Because you think they're not smart enough to figure it out.
I don't think I understand that concept enough. To even really completely understand that. What? Give me an example. Do you have an example of that? Just that the kids are cute, right? The kids?
If the kid... Okay, so when a kid comes up to you and says, no, mommy, I didn't eat a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
And they have chocolate all over their mouth.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Or like, okay, I have a confession. No. So when I faked my report, my midterm report cards in high school, and my mom said, did you really get A's and B's? And I said, yes. And she was holding the real report cards in her hand. Gotcha. I got friends of the podcast. I did that.
You were belittling your mother's intelligence.
I certainly was. And then I think, I think I paid for that.
I think you did.
I think I took accountability for it.
Your mother has great follow-through, that's for sure.
I'm pretty sure I probably didn't spend my March break with the rest of the kids that year.
No, you didn't. Nope. Okay, the next one is lying in exaggeration. You enhance a truth by adding lies to it.
Oh.
The person will mix truths and untruths to make themselves or the story more impressive to others. And they weave so many things into that story, truth and lies, that they start to believe their own exaggeration.
No, I don't like that type of lying, Samantha, because if you're gonna lie, you gotta remember it.
Yes, you
right?
Do.
You gotta remember the lie and live the lie.
I've been your friend long enough
that
you've always said, if you're gonna lie, you better remember it from start to finish.
From start to finish.
Because if somebody comes back to you and asks you again to say everything you've just said, you better know it backwards
and
forwards.
You better be able to say it, exactly. And you can't say, okay, what? Right? You hesitate. You're lying.
You're lying.
Absolutely.
Right off the hop.
Right off the hop. Yeah, you can't do that. I don't appreciate that lie. That's insulting my intelligence. That liar insults my lying intelligence.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, lies of deception.
Okay.
You create an impression that causes others to be misled by not telling all the facts or creating a false impression.
I do that
too. So you omit. It's like you omit something.
Oh, okay.
That you're not quite, there's not the whole thing. Is
sometimes
truth.
I do that.
Yes, you
yes,
do.
Sometimes
yes.
I do.
I think when we ask you directly.
If you ask me directly, I won't lie to you.
No. If you go around the question.
Then I feel I have some wiggle room.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And I also always feel like I'm in trouble. I always feel like I'm going to get in trouble for something.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Okay, plagiarism is something you would come across if you were in school.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Or maybe at work, because some people are bad.
Wow.
Is stealing and lying by copying other people's work and calling it your own.
I don't like that. I don't appreciate that.
Don't do that,
Don't
people.
Do that, people.
Mm-hmm. No.
That shouldn't even be lying. That's just bad.
No, that's just bad.
Yeah.
That's just being a bad person.
That's being a bad, that's being a shitty person, Samantha.
However, I feel the last one is for you.
Oh, really? You do you now?
Well, it's a compulsive lying. It's caused...
Don't paint me out to be a mean-spirited person.
No, you're not.
I'm not mean. No.
We need to explain. Apparently, compulsive lying is caused by low self-esteem, which I believe you don't have.
I don't have.
And a need for attention. You get lots.
I get lots.
A compulsive liar finds it impossible to stop. They tell mistruths, even when telling the truth would be easier and better.
Hi. Ding, 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 ding. That's my whole life right there. Right? My sister Krista always used to say when we would get grounded together,
yeah.
She used to always say, no, we didn't have to lie about that. Right? There was no trouble in that.
There was no trouble.
But I always think I'm in trouble. Whenever I hear, Lisa, do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Lisa, can I talk to you for a moment? Automatically, when somebody says, can I talk to you for a minute? I automatically think,
revert back.
The gig's up on something.
Oh my God.
I don't know what the gig's up on. I don't know what I did. No, it was a cheeseburger, not a Big Mac. Right?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But that's what you do.
That's what I do.
And you instinctively lie first for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not hurtful.
Not hurtful.
Not hurtful.
No, but you, and you're like, you omit things as well.
Sometimes I just leave out some things that
I don't know.
You're like, are you sure about that?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so maybe not. Right?
That's why I thought our little game of two truths and a lie, and in your case, two lies and a truth.
Two lies and a truth.
Would be fun.
Yeah. And it was fun. Right? It was fun.
All right.
That's
Lisa,
hilarious. Samantha?
Do you have an I shake my head?
I have two I shake my head.
Oh, okay, good.
So my first I shake my head I found on Facebook yesterday.
Okay.
So a girl I went to school with, grew up in the same town, we played sports together. Her name's Lori, and it was funny because on her Facebook page, she had put a thing that she had just bought in a citronella candle from the Mosquito Shield Company. And she said, the small print said, not intended to repel mosquitoes.
What is the point?
What is the point, right?
What is the point?
So that was on Lori. So Lori Millsap, that's what she put on her thing. And I'm like, what is the point? And she said, and so she put, that makes me go, And I'm like, no, that makes me shake my head. So there was that one. And I thought that was kind of funny because what is the point?
What is the point?
What is the point?
Yeah.
But my own, I shake my head.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm a horrible, shallow person, Samantha. I get that. But I couldn't resist.
Uh-huh.
Coming home on the bus the other day.
Uh-huh.
I had to play a little game.
Yes, you did.
Bra or no bra. And that's not me, because it's on.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
The girl standing on the bus caught my eye.
Uh-huh.
So I took a picture. Because I don't think that should have to be a question. Right? And that made me shake my head.
No.
So if I look at a person and I think, bra or no bra,
uh-huh.
That's when I shake my head.
Yeah.
Because you know what? It shouldn't be a questionable,
no.
A questionable occurrence.
But okay, so my I shake my head is in conjunction with Lisa's because I'm thinking, why are you taking pictures on a bus? Mm-hmm. You're going to get your ass kicked.
I am.
Because I'm like, you are in a public place taking pictures of people.
Yeah.
And then you play the game with me.
I know.
Bra or no bra.
Yeah, because then I take the picture. Because I don't only just take the first picture of the indiscretion.
Yes.
I then wait and bated breath. I wait for the reveal.
Yes.
And what was the reveal?
The reveal was apparently she was wearing a bra.
It was bra.
And it did not look like that at all.
So this is how talented I am, right? So I'm on the bus with my photo grid and I'm doodling because I'm trying to point to the outline of the bra in the other picture and I'm like, bra.
I'm surprised. That's why I shake my head because you should get your ass kicked for that.
You've done
it more than once.
A couple of weeks ago it was shirt or no shirt.
It was horrible. One of these days, Lisa, you're going to get your butt kicked.
I know. Do you remember the time I sent you a picture and it was of the gangster guy?
Yeah!
Remember? And he had his ball cap on really low and then he had like a kerchief over his face. And remember
when
I sent you a picture? Wonder what he's up to. I got to be careful.
You do have to be careful.
I have to be careful.
Oh my God.
But that's what I do.
All right. Well, next week's topic, things you hope to never do. Before you die.
That's a different spin. Hey?
That is a different,
that's a different spin. Things you hope to never do before you die.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
It could be good.
I think it's going to be good.
All right. We have merch.com. Guys, if you want a little bit of fun in your life, grab a t-shirt, a hat, a travel mug, a coffee mug.
Yeah.
You can have us in your life 24/7.
And who doesn't want that? Right? Who doesn't want that?
Who doesn't want that?
Right? Who doesn't want to take us on their next vacation?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Lots of fun. Go to the website.
Go to the website. Wehavemerch.com.
Yes.
And for those who would like to contribute to our podcast, you can go to Podbean and become a patron.
Yes.
It's patron.podbean.com/ismhead.
You'll see where Sam's face is. Mm-hmm. There's a little red money bag, and you just click it. It could be $2, $5, whatever. We send you out things. You get shout outs. You get, maybe you might get a magnet. You might get a present from us.
Yeah.
Sometimes we give out, we do like a surprise spontaneous podcast.
Yeah.
And pretty much all it is it just goes to supporting the podcast, right?
Yeah.
You know, like PBS kind of. Hopefully without as many annoying breaks.
Yes.
Right?
You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and any app that you can get. You can download a podcast.
Absolutely.
You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
We are everywhere, Samantha.
We are everywhere.
Right?
I'm getting creepy on Twitter.
You're everywhere. You just don't know it. Right? You have no clue what I do.
Yes, no clue.
You have no clue whatsoever. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.